A group of students from youth to elders are learning the Tsimshian language at the new Ketchikan Indian Community Technical Training Center. KRBD's Layla Carey attended a recent class and has the story.
Ketchikan Indian Community's new technical training center has a wing dedicated to language preservation. Almost daily, fluent speakers are recorded either at the center or in their homes, with the goal of not only maintaining an audio record of the Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian languages, but eventually creating a series of textbooks to teach the Southeast Native languages into the future. KIC also offers beginner classes for each of the area's native languages. The class that's happening now teaches Shimalgyach, the Tsimshian language.
We have learned a lot from trial and error over the last 30 years and all the attempts to preserve language and teach it. Originally, everybody followed the westernized academic method. We tried to teach our native languages the same way that English is taught, but it didn't work.
That's instructor Terry Burr. She says the best way of sharing a language seems to be the tried-and-true method of one-on-one sessions between mentors and students. KIC's language teachers bring that method into the classroom. For example, when a student traditionally comes to visit an elder, they must announce themselves in the native tongue before they can come inside.
So you would hear a knock, knock, knock at the door. If you're the visitor, you would announce yourself. So, or an elder might say from the other side, who is here? And then you need to announce yourself on the other side of the door. I would say, Terry Gwa. I can't come in until they tell me, tsin, tsin. That's our Tsimshian way of saying come in.
Students in Burr's class go through that exercise each day, taking turns playing the role of mentor and novice. Once they've made it through the door, students practice simple conversation skills with each other, such as, how are you, and I'm fine. Burr also gives cultural context to her students, telling stories that she's heard from elders. She says part of that cultural context is a sense of fun.
In our Tsimshian culture, we're very humorous people, affectionate people, and so we have a lot of laughing. And I think that's another part of distinguishing our teaching style apart from the westernized academic method, is that when we teach, when we're handing down knowledge, there's a lot of heavy responsibilities, but you don't have to do it with a heavy heart.
Burr's students range from the very young to elders. She says the older students often are dormant speakers and recognize words as the class continues. Included in the lessons practiced during a recent class were common animal names.
Who remembers the word for seagull? And that's that deep G. Sounds like you're gurgling.
Student Mary Terry Haldane Kennedy is a Tsimshian, originally from Metlakatla. She sits quietly in class, takes careful notes, and pays close attention to the lessons. She says she often heard Shimalgyach spoken when she was a child. Now, though, it's rare.
I think I was very fortunate to hear it, and I understood it, but as time went on, our fluent speakers passed away, and so I heard it less and less. So then the next time I heard it, I'd understand less. And then because it's just, it hasn't been in our communities as much, it's harder to understand.
Kennedy says words often come back to her during class, and she appreciates the opportunity to become familiar again with her people's language.
And so I think more needs to be done to have programs so that we could carry on our language.
The classes are open to everyone, regardless of their ethnic heritage. Burr says beginners don't even have to wait for the next class session. They can come in any day and start learning Shimalgyach. For example, in a single class, this reporter picked up this great phrase. Ashkadi anogu shkat. I don't like spiders. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.